Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. It's my pleasure, as always. You're going to be glad you hung out with us. Steve McSwain, Dr. Steve McSwain is here. He's back with us, and we're always glad to have Steve back on the show. Steve is the author of The Giving Myths. He also is a vice president, senior vice president, with Cargill Associates, which is an organization that helps other organizations maximize the contribution opportunity from the people who care about them, the people who are interested in the work that they do, so that those charitable organizations can serve the people that they intend to serve and do the good work that they do. And so we're going to get Steve to join us right now and talk to us a little bit about giving. And I've got a few thoughts on that. You won't be surprised to hear. Steve, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. It's good to be with you and your listeners.
It's always good to have you back.
Happy holidays to you, too.
You too, Steve. And by the way, folks, Stephen B. McSwain is the name of the book, The Giving Myths, Giving Then Getting the Life You've Always Wanted.
All right.
Steve.
By the way, Jim, while you're talking about that, just remind your listeners that this book about giving, all the royalties I receive from that go to charity. They go to modestneeds.org. It's a wonderful charity. People can see it online.
Modestneeds.org. Thank you for that. Thank you for making that contribution, for walking the talk, Steve, and for letting us know that about that charity.
It's a book about giving. How could I take anything about from a book that's all about giving?
Well,
away?
exactly right. And now let's talk about this a little bit. The economy obviously is having a tough time right now.
Right.
One of the things that I've noticed, knowing a little bit about organizations, not much. I don't want to fly into false colors here. A little bit about local charities and the YMCAs, the United Ways, and all that sort of thing. A lot of people don't realize that churches and those kinds of organizations, kind of, they have a tough time sometimes when the economy's off, don't they?
Well, they do, and I work, Jim, a lot with churches across the country of all denominational kinds, Catholic, Protestant, Evangelical, notwithstanding. But and they're all suffering right now. I don't know if you saw it, but a couple of weeks ago, George Barna of the Barna Research Group out in California, they do a lot of reporting on religious life in America, and they're estimating that year-end giving for charitable groups like churches and other Christian-based charities, and there are a lot of them across the country, as you know, should expect at least $3 to $5 billion less in revenue or gifts this year. Year-end giving than they did this time year ago. So,
a lot of people looking at their typically in December, they're looking at their tax picture, their success so far in the year, and they're making last-minute giving decisions. And so, there's a lot of that probably won't happen this year that happened say last year, or the year before.
Well, that's true. This is got a lot of churches and other religious organizations, charities, concerned because they typically have depended in years past on year-end giving or the last quarter
right.
of giving to kind of make up for the previous shortfalls they've had through the year.
Right.
And it's going to be, they're expecting about a 4% to 6% decline in giving this last quarter
mm-hmm.
of the year. So, it has a lot of them concerned. But what's interesting to me, Jim, and those of us that are in philanthropy and fundraising, is that, our firm, for example, Cargill Associates, has been around about 32 years. We've actually been, as a country, through about 8 different recessions in those 32
mm-hmm.
years. Now, admittedly, this is probably the most traumatic of any kind of recession we've ever been through in terms of its far-reaching implications. But the fact of the matter is, never in any previous recession in these 32 years has it ever been off more than about 4 to 6%.
Right.
So
well, that's pretty good. It'll be interesting to get a report from you in the future on this particular one. You know, one of the things I think a lot of people do is they want to forecast and budget for giving to their charity of their choice or their church or synagogue, and they maybe want to give X, but they're concerned that that the year might not go so well, regardless of whether it's a good year or a bad year. And so I think a lot of people, you're talking about making things up at the end of the year, I think a lot of people do maybe discount a little bit as the year goes along and then make it up at the end if possible. But there are two elements to a religious or a charitable organization's fundraising. One of them is infrastructure and program fundraising, and the other is just the operating income, isn't it?
Well, it is, and both, of course, are needed. If you look at a church's or synagogue's annual income from charity and or gifts from donors, most of them will have about 40 to 50% of their income wrapped up in their operating expenses. Sometimes a little higher than that, and the rest goes to programmatic,
outreach,
right.
mission work, things like that.
But so they're desperately in need of this and dependent upon it. And I encourage people, even in these tough times, Jim, to give whatever they can, because when you give, you are helping someone else who's probably a whole lot worse off than you are. And I think the danger in a time like this is that we'll have a tendency, all of us, to kind of look at how we've been personally impacted by the economy and fail to keep our sight lines outward to realize that there are a lot of people, really many people, suffering greatly, and many of them a whole lot more than we are.
Well, one of the things that we know about Americans are generous people, aren't we?
Mm-hmm.
As a nation, we're a very generous nation, aren't we?
Well, we're probably the most generous of any nation in the world.
In history.
And
I want to get Steve to comment on that just a little bit more. And I've got a couple of stories myself. 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. And we'll be right back with Dr. Steve McSwain. His book is called The Giving Myths. We're going to talk about some of those myths right after these messages. Stay with us. We're back. It's 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, askjim.biz, that's my knowledge base, and of course my blog is jimsblog.biz. But if you just remember smallbusinessadvocate.com, that'll take you to the main ship, the mothership website. And also, my blog is, you can find my blog right off of the homepage there. And you can find our knowledge base, askjim.biz, right off the homepage. So I hope you'll check those out and use them to your advantage. And don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Oh, and by the way, folks, on Thursday, Christmas this year, I will be here. This will be my, I've done a Christmas Day show every day that Christmas is on Monday through Friday. And if it was on a weekend, we did it on Friday or Monday, probably Friday before that. But this will be my eighth out of the 11. This is the eighth live Christmas Day show. So I'm looking forward to that. I'll be right here live on Christmas Day. Dr. Steve McSwain is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. He's a former minister, now helps organizations like your church or your charitable organization raise money for a lot of different reasons and help them to get organized so that they can do the best job of reaching out to the members and the people who are interested, the stakeholders in those organizations, to help them understand how to contribute so that these organizations can do the good work that they do. His book is called A Giving Myth. Steve, tell us where the book's available and how we can find you and your company. Cargill Associates, right?
That's correct. They can go to CargillAssociates.com, or they can go to my website, SteveMcSwain.com, and there they'll find all the online retail bookstore outlets, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, any of those that would carry my book. And I hope that your listeners will get a copy of it, because I do deal with a lot of the more common myths in that book, Jim, that kind of keep people from being generous and from developing a generous lifestyle. You know, it's one thing for people to give on impulse, which is good giving. I mean, people, we need it, but I call it bell-ringing giving, which we see a lot. You know, the Salvation Army this time of year is out ringing their bells, and mm-hmm. there are a lot of impulsive givers who sort of give that way, but I'm talking in the book more about becoming a generous person in how you live, and not just seasonally, but
a life practice.
Exactly.
Practice. In business, we have best practices.
Yes,
in life,
right.
We have life practices. And I'll tell you, you're exactly right. And I'll tell you that the people. I heard a guy give a speech, and for some reason I can't say his name right now. But back in September, I heard a guy give a speech. He had been rich. I don't know if he still was or not, but he had been rich. And one time he said the day that my company went public, I looked in the mirror and I said, I have more than I need, and I'm going to give some of this away.
Yeah.
And he told his wife, he said, we have more than we need. Let's determine what we can give away. And he said, we've been doing that ever since. And he recommended that to the audience. He said, determine what you need. Find out how much more you have than you need. And to the degree that you can, give some of it away. Give it to other people. That's an attitude. You know, so many people have given testimony to me before in their lives, just visiting with them, that they didn't realize what kind of opportunities that they were going to have until they realized that they needed to give back to the community, give back to their church, give back to whatever organization, and it was a liberating experience for them.
Well, it is. Those are those aha moments in life that kind of cause a person to go through a fundamental shift in how they think and how they live. And unfortunately, not everybody has those soon enough for whatever the reason, but I do know that in the business world where I meet a lot of people in my work, Jim, who own their own businesses, some of them small businesses, some of them large businesses, those business owners who learn to be generous and with their employees find the greatest loyalty from their employees mm-hmm. toward the business and to them as business owners. And at a time like this when the economy is down, everybody's looking for ways to cut back, my counsel typically to even business owners is, you know, what you've typically done in the past in terms of being generous and showing your appreciation to employees.
Right.
Don't let that be the first place you look to find a cut somewhere, because, you know, these people, they need to know that they have your support and your appreciative spirit for their sacrifices and their devotion to you as a business owner. And I think that, you know, those business owners that recognize that and express that kind of appreciation find that their employees stay with them much longer and are much more loyal, and I just think it's the best way to live one's life.
You know, Steve, we've had a lot of greed that has been exhibited in the last few years in this country.
Yeah.
We've had a lot of self-absorption in this country. We've had a lot of people have done really well, and I think in the future, if we're gonna reclaim what this country was at one point in time, I think we're all gonna have to quit being so self-absorbed and focus a little more on other people. What do you think?
Well, I totally agree with you. I think that if there's anything at all, Jim, that this crisis is doing to us, it's giving us pause to think about the things that really matter and are important.
You're going to like reading about the myths in his book, folks. That's what it's called, The Giving Myths by Stephen B. McSwain, available wherever books are sold. Hey, Stephen, thanks for being here. Happy holidays.
Thank you. Happy holiday to you.
We'll see you next time. Quick break. Right. 29 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.